Hi guys, I'm Octopus Caveman.
I'm Peter.
Welcome to Popcorn with Candy. I think I got the intro right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you ruined it.
It just falls apart. This is a podcast where we talk about the films of the late, great John Candy in chronological order. This week we're doing The Last Polka.
It was fun.
We're breaking our rules a little bit here because this is a Canadian TV movie, but...
we've broken them by accident, so let's do it for real.
Yeah, this one is a classic, though. We needed to do this.
Not much we can say. It was a lot of concert stuff.
Yeah, and it's a mockumentary, so I don't know if it's going to be like a standard episode, but it felt important to do. This has got a killer cast. We've got John Candy, Eugene Levy, Rick Moranis, Catherine O'Hara, Dave Thomas is the narrator.
Nice.
Doesn't sound like him at all.
No.
And Robin Duke.
Who's he?
She.
Who's she?
She is one of the Lemon Twins.
Okay.
But for me, she will always be Doris from Groundhog Day.
Doris? Which twin was she?
I don't know the names of the Lemon Twins.
Was she the one for Yosh, or was she the one that was left out?
Boy, I don't remember. I mean, I
have to look again, because yeah. I like that.
Which, I mean, she's Doris in Groundhog Day.
Nice.
Hey, Felix, can I get a roll of quarters?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the story of Yosh and Stan Schmangy.
Yeah, I love these guys.
So it opens with World War II footage. And their hometown of Lutonia.
Yeah.
And somehow stayed out of World War II.
Yeah. And John Candy and Eugene Levy are playing their parents.
The costumes are so good.
Yeah.
And it kind of has the boys growing up a little bit. It's almost like an extendo episode of SCTV.
Yeah.
And it really kind of bummed me out because this like mockumentary style made me think like John Candy would have killed it in the Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Catherine O'Hara's in like all of those and she's fantastic in all of them. But it just was like, oh, John would have been so good.
Yeah.
He would have been like such a weird character in like Best in Show.
Yeah, I love Best in Show, and he would have been amazing.
He would have. It kind of bummed me out. I mean, it was great to see him do this style of movie, but I just thought like, man, this is one of those ones that you feel the loss a little bit.
Yeah. This is, for SCTV, what Wayne's World was.
I mean, I wish it was, because it wasn't as big of a success as Wayne's World.
No, but it's you feel it. It's like, it's amazing.
It is. I don't know that I can recommend this to everybody.
Not to everybody, but it's great.
You've got to be either into music in a particular way or in...
comedic polka.
Right. Yeah, or just into a particular type of comedy. You can't recommend this the way you can recommend Uncle Buck.
Right, right.
But for the people that like this, they love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Again, watch this before we spoil it.
For sure. I don't think you could enjoy listening to us talk about this if you hadn't watched it.
No. Please watch it. I don't want to ruin it.
I don't care.
It's listen, free on YouTube. Go watch it.
Way more important that you listen to us and we get successful than we promote this movie from the 80s being successful.
Still, I just don't like ruining movies for people.
It's free on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I on just said you. That. By the way, Han Solo dies.
Oh, come on. Okay, so after the black and white history scene, which was great,
It's sepia.
Whatever.
There's talk about the final concert for the Schmangy brothers.
They're interviewing the people in line. It's great.
I love it because you're so used to the line scenes being young people stoked on a thing.
And it's these old people, and it's great.
Yeah, everybody's old. They've been waiting in line for 18 hours, some of them.
The last two ladies are the best.
We left
our husbands at home.
There's yeah, and they mentioned there's bread, there's bologna.
Yeah.
Eat something.
Yeah, it's great.
And right after that, there's really boring surprise balls talk over some of the credits. Kind of talks about Lutonian surprise balls. And the thing is, you get a ball of bread, sometimes there's raisins in it, sometimes right. there's not. That's the surprise.
Right.
It's funny, but it's just the guy does this great boring character bit.
Yeah.
And people are talking about why did they retire and sort of, you know, it's jumping around a little bit. You have some Catherine O'Hara, a few different actors in there. And right into concert footage.
A lot of concert footage.
Cabbage Rolls and Coffee.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Mm-mm, good.
Every time, yeah, I expected you to jump in with that. Every time I hear the line Cabbage Rolls and Coffee, I fill it in my brain, you know?
Yeah. You can't just blurt it out and make it right for you. You got to throw a little delay and make it a little tense.
I'm bummed that there's not more about this movie out there.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's no trivia on IMDb. The cast list, there's some amazing cameos in this. I don't know if you picked up, but they're not anywhere on the internet.
No.
Like, this is the first time I feel compelled to, like, join IMDb to put stuff on there. Benny Hill is in this.
Really?
Benny Hill is in this movie.
I missed that.
And he's not listed anywhere. Wow. And there's not enough written about this movie to even go look it up. I was trying to verify it, and then I just ended up going back, and I'm just like, sure enough, that's Benny Hill.
Isn't he in Men in Tights too?
I don't know.
Isn't that him at the end?
I don't know. It's been forever since I've seen Men in Tights.
Okay.
But there's a scene of one of their TV shows, and there's a guy, Uncle Walter. Uncle Walter is Benny Hill.
Nice.
I just froze it on, like, that's Benny Hill.
That's cool.
But I couldn't find verification anywhere.
Nice. Did you Google Benny Hill in...
Yes. Okay. I tried. So, I mean, I used Web Crawler. No, not that extreme. But, I mean, I looked around.
Did you use Alta Vista?
Yeah, of course. It's my go-to, dude. That's my homepage. By the way, email us at popcornwith at Alta Vista.
No.
But, I mean, it was disappointing trying to look up things about this movie and not having much.
Yeah, I don't know. I just enjoyed the movie as is. It's great.
I did too. I just wanted verification. I wanted to read about it because I enjoyed it so much.
I think it told an amazing story. Like, the end credits just wrapped it up in such a great way. I loved it. But so after some concert montage, we've got them at a family barbecue.
The barbecue is really good.
It's great. They like cleaning out a pool, and then they sit down for the interview with the family just looking at a grill. Like, the family sitting around a table with somebody grilling right there.
I love that there's not only the improv humor of their conversations, but this weird stuff in the background.
Yeah. It looks like a boring just family sitting there watching a guy grill and while they talk to a camera.
Yeah. Yash and Stan are just talking about retirement.
And the fire keeps getting a little bigger and bigger in the background as they're talking each scene.
At one point, it's just Stan talking while Yash is in the background, like, beating him with a shovel.
A rake.
Yeah.
He's got a rake, and he's attacking the grill with this rake. And the next scene, they're both sitting there, and the firemen are there putting out the fire.
I love it so much.
It's great.
I'm so curious how much of this was just off the cuff.
A lot of it, I'm sure. It just seems so natural and, like, just let them go.
Yeah.
So they talk about what they used to do.
They started off playing gelkis.
Which are jars.
Yeah.
And Yosh couldn't hit a jar without smashing.
I love it. And the photos that they use are so good.
They're kids with jars and hammers. Yeah. If you're going to hit a jar for music, don't use a hammer. So Yosh couldn't do it, so he ended up doing a bunch of weird things.
He tried blackface.
Yeah, he was a blackface character.
Right away, and they're like,
Professor Schminge.
Doing math?
Yeah, it was weird.
Stan played the gelkis?
Yeah, somebody said it was awful. And then Stan Schminge and Houdini's ghost. Which was Yosh hung upside down in a sack.
Doing an escape artist.
Just not happening, though.
Straight jacket, yeah. Like escape.
Until the rope snapped one time and he had to be rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, he fell on his head. And the one guy was like, gave him a clarinet and was like, this should be easier for you.
Yeah.
And what, they couldn't play the gelkis because Lutonia went to war with the Nazis and they needed jars?
I don't know, that's weird. So they end up in the U.S. on Foreigners on Parade.
The Colonel. I love the like Elvis parallels in this.
Yeah.
I mean, the Elvis had the Colonel who famously... Did I call him the Elvis? I think I did.
Maybe.
Yeah. We're not talking about Costello, guys. We're talking about the Elvis. We're not talking about Crespo. We're talking about Presley. So he had this guy, the Colonel, that famously sort of bilked him out of a bunch of money. And
nice.
So their Colonel, he took 75% commission instead of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they played his wedding.
To a 14-year-old.
Yeah, he was marrying a 14-year-old.
I love his widow talking about that. Like, oh, it was a really great move of them because there was a lot of controversy about the marriage, seeing how I was only 14 at the time.
Yeah. And he talks about his untimely death. Ask me about that.
Every time anybody mentions the colonel's untimely death, they bring that up. It's a good, just like a great little through line.
Yeah.
You notice Stan and Yash are playing tennis a little bit, and they're awful at it. At one point, like, Yash is just like, three bounces? They're like, they're going to play three bounce tennis? So at one point, they decided to get rid of their agent and start their own agency.
When he died.
Yeah. And decided to only take 50%.
Yeah, we'll only charge ourselves 50%.
And charge everybody else 50%.
Yeah, it's great.
And they have that weird old TV show, Strikes, Spares, and Schmengies.
I love it.
I do too. It's a great really good show. I would watch that show.
Yeah. Or they basically watch a guy play a game of bowling. Watch a guy bowling.
A game of bowling.
Where they just watch a guy bowling.
And would you like to play a game of bowling? You're getting schmengy on us.
Yeah, I know.
That's so good. I want to do that.
So the best part of the show was the lucky frame, where they could win $5,000.
He mentioned the lucky frame number was 7 on the episode we saw.
It was great.
Didn't you get the feeling that it was always 7?
Maybe, but I love it. It's like, just stands there. And he finally says, I don't have the number. And he goes to his jacket. The cameraman follows him. He pulls the crumpled paper with 7 on it out of his pocket. They're like, 7.
But so the game is, if you get a spare or a strike on the lucky frame,
you get $5,000.
Right.
And because they're just local TV.
And the producers of the thing, they had to pony up the dough.
Right. So and that's where the music comes in.
The song they play is the worst. It's so bad right there.
But it's great because they do everything they can to distract the guy. And as soon as he's ready to go, the music kicks in.
What was the movie where that you've got the bowling distraction scene and the guy throws the ball into the other? Is it Kingpin?
Probably.
He throws it into, like, the other lane?
Yes.
It had to be Kingpin.
It's with the girl on their team. Oh, she's in the Daisy Dukes or something and being really slutty.
That's one of the best bowling distraction, like, mishaps, I think.
Other than the hand.
Yes. Really pulled a Munson. And we have Linsk.
Rick Moranis?
Yeah. What's his name? Linsk? I didn't write his last
Minsk.
Name. Minsk?
His last name was Minsk.
Linsk?
I don't know the first name.
I don't remember. He is phenomenal in this.
He's great, and his facial hair is awesome.
Again, it's just so good to see him not be Louis Tully or, you know, Wayne.
One of the Canadian dudes.
Wayne from, Wayne's?
Zelensky. Is that Zelensky?
I think so. Zelensky, something like that. But he's not his typecast role. I sort of can't blame the guy for retiring. When you see this stuff and then see what his career became, it's like at a certain point they're just like, just be Rick. Just do that thing you do. But like he had this great range.
He had a great range. I love the stuff he did.
Yeah.
Like I want him to act more. Well, I know he's not right now, but
I do too, but I sort of get it where if you could do everything and... I mean, imagine Jim Carrey, who's gone on to show a bunch of range now, if they're just like, no, just do the mask forever. Well,
he did it for his family, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I don't have any complaints about that. I just miss the guy.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed now thinking about his career that we didn't get to see more diversity.
Yeah, that's why Little Shop is one of my favorite movies.
That's a Louis Tully-esque sort of...
No.
Well, I mean, we'll see when we get to that one.
It's not Sad Sack like in Ghostbusters.
Right, but I mean, we get to see him play like a sleazy D-bag in Brewster's Millions.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I wanted to see more of his range. And I feel like, you know, Spaceballs, all of these are very similar characters. He's not...
We're going to have to do Popcorn with Moranis one day.
God, I mean, it would be good.
Yeah.
I
love his movies. He's great.
He's killer in this, though.
Yeah, he is.
So he comes out, and I hope it's with Polka on the Road Again.
Yes. It's a medley, but it starts with On the Road Again, and it's great.
This is 1985 Canadian TV. Is this pre-Weird Al Polka-izing everything?
Maybe.
I was just thinking about that, because Weird Al does his famous polka mixes now at the end of
every album
now. I was watching this, and I was like, this is very Weird Al.
I don't know, but this is great. I love it.
Well, now we get to be super hipsters and just be like, oh, yeah, you like Weird Al? Yeah, they're all right. I dig the Schmengies. The Doors cover is really good. I think, I don't know for sure, but I think that's why this movie isn't available for purchase. I imagine it's in like music rights hell. But it's off enough that places like YouTube don't pick up that, like, oh, there's a Doors song, a Michael Jackson song, Willie Nelson song.
As long as nobody's complaining, they can keep playing it.
Right. Check it out on YouTube while you can.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the medley. So now Rick Moranis is talking about stuff.
And this is where we have Uncle Walter show up, or Benny Hill.
Really?
He's talking about their television shows, and it's just for a moment. There he is, Benny Hill.
Nice.
I grew up watching that guy.
Wait a second. We've got... Okay, Rick Moranis is talking about some stuff where after the Colonel died and Vicky was covering for him, he let her go because she was too busy with her escort service.
Right. She started an escort service, and then he hired the Schmangies.
At their 50% rate.
Right.
Okay, that was just before the On the Road Again. We got TV8 News.
It's the Oktoberfest, so they're...
The news crew is great. Did you get who's covering the Dow Jones?
No.
Joan Dow.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I love that. I wrote that one down because I thought it was funny.
That's the part, the news crew. That's where we get Uncle Walter.
Okay. I like the weird, just, this is everybody on our news team.
There's a few other really recognizable faces in there, but again, I couldn't go anywhere to verify it.
It's a weird scene. It's great.
It's very tunnel vision.
A little bit, yes. Yeah. And then we got the radio show.
Yeah, so they're doing an interview because they're going to be one like the Grand Marshals at Oktoberfest. And the radio interview, there's some good lines in that.
Yeah. And I like the call-in question.
Right.
Who's the brains? No, really, who's smarter?
Yeah, I love that. Well, I would say we're both the brains. And like, no, who's...
Yeah, and they just cut away from that.
And right around here, they mentioned they have 88 LPs to their name.
Yeah.
And 7 TV shows.
That's awesome.
That's like a world record.
They're doing a good job. They've got some good agents. They must pay a lot for them.
There's some more concert footage right here.
With an awesome tuba solo.
The tuba solo is so killer.
I love it.
The lights go down and like everybody clears out with the tuba. It's so killer.
Yeah.
And it's a good tuba solo.
Yeah.
I had to put in here because this sent me off on a really weird YouTube tangent after I got done watching this. There's a dude named Patrick Sheridan who does Flight of the Bumblebee on the tuba. And I recommend everybody go look that up on YouTube. It's so good.
I have a friend who plays tuba. I have several friends who play tuba. And one of them did Flight of the Bumblebee.
Nerd alert.
Oh, yeah. Major nerd alert. I have like a dozen friends that play tuba.
This also made me think of Martin Mull did an album. And he did dueling tubas instead of dueling banjos.
Nice.
Which is great. It's so good. But I don't know. It just sent me down like the tuba rabbit hole on YouTube for a while. And it was an enjoyable rabbit hole to go down.
Nice.
Right after this, we have the Lemon Twins.
On the Polka Variety Hour.
I love that it's three ladies.
I do too. I love that they highlight the two of them. And the third one's just kind of like in the background most of the time.
Yeah.
Two of them are next to each other all the time. And one's a little farther away.
I feel like Trey and Matt from South Park missed an opportunity with Orgasmo with the twins in that movie.
Yeah.
It could have been three ladies and not two. It would have been good, so good. The Lemon Twins remind me of this weird band from the 60s called The Shags, which are like an all-girl Christian group that just made awful music. But it was so awful, it was interesting. It's another one of those things people should look up. It's like a group of sisters, and they had this dad that was just weird about like, you're going to be huge, start a girl group. And they like couldn't really play, but they kind of figured it out.
I like the way you put it with the Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, sisters. Yeah, it is similar to that. The Kristen Wiig. I have no idea what they're called. But
I don't know, but I love them.
The three sisters and Kristen Wiig's like the weird deformed one.
Yeah. I love the one where they're singing with Will Ferrell.
Oh,
and she interrupts. I got squirrels on my bed, yeah. Mustard in my bed.
It's really good. Kristen Wiig's awesome.
Yeah.
So after the Lemon Twin stuff,
you got Phil King, the Record King.
Yeah.
The last movie we had somebody King, the King of the Mimics, Rick Moranis' character.
Yeah. What was his name?
Marty King.
Marty King. And then we have the Schmangies talking about making Polka hip.
Well, there's a lot of Lemon Sister stuff.
There is.
Mixed in with the Record King guy.
Yeah, and they talk about how they made 5 albums with the Lemon Twins.
And that they were always with the Lemon Twins.
And at one point, I think John calls them the Lemontinis in some of the concert footage.
I don't know.
I think so. I picked that up, and I just thought it was, like, odd. Like, oh, maybe it was just...
Yeah, I don't know. But they show them walking on the beach, like, paired up with the third one just following behind. Yeah. I love it. And then there's a concert with the Lemon Twins. And then it pans out to the audience, and they're the wives just glaring at them.
I don't remember the wives' names either, but the Schmangy wives have great names, too.
I don't remember. But I just love how they're just, like, always looking out the window at them as they're walking on the beach or something. Yeah. And then the concert when they're just glaring at the Lemon Twins.
The Schmangy wives, not great-looking ladies.
Lutonian wives don't complain about that type of stuff.
Lutonia sounds like Hot Tub Time Machine, like Lou Dorchin would, like, rename America that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I would be surprised if Lutonia doesn't show up in Hot Tub Time Machine 3 if there comes one.
There's going to be a 3.
Come on.
Think about our country nowadays. There's going to be a 3.
Lou Dorchin for president, 2016.
There we go.
And now we have the making polka hip talk, right?
Yeah, with this guy who's giving an interview while in a poker game.
I thought that was weird and kind of funny.
Yeah, just, I'll take 3 in the middle of the interview.
And Stan talks about making polka hip like it's his idea. He's like, well, how do you give aspirin to a baby or whatever, right?
Yeah, they don't want to swallow the aspirin.
Right, and then you go to Yosh and he gives the same line and takes credit for the worst idea, the idea that killed their career. Yeah. It's so funny to me because normally people fight about, like, a great idea. So you expect this thing to be huge.
Yeah. Children to swallow the aspirin. I love the way they say it.
So it's the Plattsburgh concert?
Yeah, I don't know. But they're talking about lasers to open the show. And they're holding these plastic lightsabers.
Yeah.
It's great.
And dressed like bad costume Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Really sparkly, really shiny, bad costumes.
They're doing the rehearsal and they go into the Beat It cover, which is, I think, a song that Weird Al has done.
He did Eat It, yeah.
Hasn't he done a polka Beat It?
No, he did Eat It, so I don't think he would have done polka for that one.
Maybe.
I don't know, but they do a great job.
Their cover is really good from a music standpoint.
There's a great argument with the guy setting up the concert. They're like, gotta move the chairs back to the bigger dance floor. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, move it back. And so the guys get mad, they just start throwing chairs back.
Yeah, the kids have to have room to polka.
So there's this crazy Michael Jackson polka concert. And the sign out front says, tonight only, Michael Jackson, in big letters.
And the guy's talking about it, how they almost got into a lot of trouble with that. And then they have, like, the small print, the Schmangy Brothers tribute to...
Not visible to the human eye, he says.
Yeah.
And they zoom in, and it's really small. The Schmangy Brothers, or the Schmangy salute, Michael Jackson.
Then backstage they're talking, and this guy comes back. He's like, you know how they always say, if there's more people on stage than in the house, it's time to call off the show.
Yeah.
So he's like, but we have 7 people on the stage. Wouldn't Michael Jackson, just that name on the side of a building, get more than 7 people into a stadium? You'd get
walk-ins, yeah, especially if it was empty.
For sure. That was the weirdest part to me. So 6 people in the audience.
Yeah.
And here, all of the documentary talk is like, at that point, the only thing they could do is retire. They both tried to take credit for that idea. It's so fantastic. Yeah. Just,
and it, like, killed their career.
Right.
And so they decided to retire. And so they have this retirement concert. We're back to the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I think sort of the concert footage in between and some of the stuff with the Lemon Twins was all sort of this final concert. It felt like concert... I've seen documentaries about bands that are like this.
Mix where it in the concert footage.
Have one concert and then jump around. The style of this is pretty spot on for those concert films. It's done really well. The video quality.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it's Canadian TV cameras, so it's like...
And it's basically a bootleg on YouTube.
And you got to think this was done in the 80s, so the Canadian cameras were what from...
Oh, come on. They're made out of chicken bones.
Oh, God.
Come on. So
go Argos.
So Yosh is talking at the concert and he gets teary and he turns around.
That's a beautiful performance. It's so like a dude breaking down. They're getting ready to do their last song, and so yeah, I mean
the last polka for their last song.
Yeah, I love that performance of, I mean, he is sobbing on stage.
Yeah. This is where I've decided, no, he's not actually playing these songs. I know he plays clarinet, but I don't think he's playing any of these.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how good of a clarinet player he is.
He is great at acting like he's playing clarinet.
Right.
As a former band nerd, I get annoyed at the way people fake playing instruments in movies. They are horrible at it all the time. You just see people like completely offbeat or screwing around or being stupid.
Yeah.
But he knows how to act the hell out of playing clarinet.
It's the same way I get mad when I see somebody pretend smoking, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so the song ends.
And then there's voiceover stuff that is
talking about the retirement.
It's pretty killer.
And how about only Stan and Yosh know? And people might think this is a hoax. But how long can we sit around and do nothing? But for now, no comment.
This is like a tight hour.
Yeah.
It's an hour long, no commercials. So I imagine this probably went like an hour and a half in Canada. Or maybe Canada's awesome and they're just like no commercials.
Maybe.
Schmanky Brothers special. It's an hour.
Nice.
Or they have, you know, weird chunks of time for TV shows. Who knows?
Yeah. But this was great. And I just love the arc here. Basically, it's talking about this last polka concert. And in the end, they're talking about it's been 2 weeks since we retired. And you can't sit around doing nothing forever.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll come back out of retirement. But for now, no comment. It brought their career back.
Yeah.
And as long as they wait long enough, great. They did a good job.
Well, and I think it's sort of poking fun at people like Kiss who've been on like 8 farewell tours. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it was having a little bit of fun at that, but this is really well done. I don't know that I could recommend it to everybody. If you're a fan of like Christopher Guest movies and stuff like that, I would definitely.
If you like polka at all,
it's polka Spinal Tap.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know Spinal Tap.
Really?
Yeah, you get mad at all these movies I don't know, or you're surprised by it. But
classic.
I'm not a stoner.
That's not a stoner movie, though.
It fits the stoner attitude.
I mean, that is like a Christopher Guest movie before he started doing those.
Only people who have ever recommended that movie to me were stoners.
But you love Best in Show.
I saw that this last year.
You like Christopher Guest, right?
What else has he done?
Spinal Tap.
Nope. Never saw it. Only stoners recommended it to me.
Oh, man. I mean, he didn't direct that, but he's in it.
What else?
A Mighty Wind.
Never saw it. What else?
That's like Spinal Tap with folk musicians.
He did Spinal Tap. He did the Spinal Tap for folk. He did the Spinal Tap for polka. He did the Spinal Tap for dog shows.
Basically, that's what he does. He does mockumentary movies. Spinal Tap. Yeah.
That's funny.
But if you, I mean, yeah, that's Spinal Tap for dog shows. This is Spinal Tap for polka people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the mockumentary format.
Yeah, it's great. I like it, yeah.
This is a short episode, if we call it a day here. I mean, there's no trivia for this. It's just, other than what I was able to catch with my eye.
Who else makes a cameo that we missed? I'd love to hear.
Me too, because there's some familiar faces in the news crew.
I challenge you guys to all send me one name of somebody we missed.
Our two fans are going to be really busy. I love you guys.
Tweets and that's about it.
It's good. I mean, I would recommend it to a handful of people. You know, I know a couple of people who are all about the polka. What are we doing next week?
Follow That Bird.
Oh, man. Is it Follow That Bird or Summer Rental?
So we've got Sesame Street Presents Follow That Bird, Summer Rental, and then Volunteers coming up.
Wow. All right, guys. So next week we're doing Sesame Street Presents Follow That Bird.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll probably get my kids to watch it, so I'll have some extra commentary, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope we don't have any trouble finding this one.
I'm sure we'll be able to find it.
If we can find the clown murders, we can find anything. I don't know about that, man. A Sesame Street movie?
We're doing it.
I've revisited the Muppet movies.
It's our rules. It's in it. We're doing it.
I know. I just don't know how stoked I'm going to be to watch a Sesame Street movie.
I don't care. Just do it. We're watching Rescuers Down Under.
I mean,
a sequel to a Rescuers movie.
Yeah, I mean, anything's better than rewatching Class of 44.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll get through it. I'm just not sure if I'm going to enjoy it.
Watch it with your kid.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. Or with somebody else's kid.
No, watch it with your kid. Don't be a dick.
All right, guys. So you can find us on Twitter at popcorn_with.
Look for us on Facebook or go to our website, popcornwith.com.
Hey, and while you're there, toss us a couple of bucks at the support us section and throw some money, help us pay for bandwidth.
And go check out some of the other podcasts.
Definitely. There's some good ones out there.
We've got a little commercial spot for Podcast on the Edge of Forever.
It was a great Star Trek podcast.
With Seth and
Andrew. And Andrew from Chaotis Infinitum. Those guys are hilarious. And I love Star Trek, so I've been listening and watching along. I love it.
Yeah, I've listened to the first two. I really enjoy it. I'm looking forward to more.
Yeah, me too. And then alternate endings with me and Tracy where we ruin your favorite movies.
Yeah. I convinced him to do Splash, so that's out now.
And it was the best episode ever.
So yeah, go check them out and hope you enjoy.
Yeah, and give us a call at 470-729-BUCK.
Thanks for listening.
Call us, you know, super late your time. Call me if you want to talk.
As he starts getting creepy.
I just want to turn, like, I want to turn us promoting this phone number that nobody calls into, like, those chat ads. Like, call me. I'll be waiting. You know? Like,
want to produce one of those?
Yes. Let's do a YouTube video. And
got
instead
a camera,
of,
got a couch. Let's do it.
Yeah. Instead of, like a cute girl, like, sitting watching TV, it'll just be me, like, just fat, shirtless on a couch with a pizza.
Want Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
I'm watching Brewster's Millions.
I haven't cleaned my belly button in 3 weeks.
Let's do it.
All right, let's call it a day, guys. We got a stupid commercial to make.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
But for now, no comment.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew.
And this is Seth.
And we are the proprietors of the podcast On the Edge of Forever.
Forever.
And ever.
Forever. Forever.
Yeah, do something with that, Peter.